crucial meeting. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S.'s top national security leaders gathering at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, Saturday, where they talked about challenges facing the U.S. domestically and internationally, with the focus being on the war in Ukraine.
The discussions here have focused not only on the war in Ukraine, but how it relates to deterring China in Taiwan. It's focused on military readiness, supply chain issues, and how it impacts on national security.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Simi Valley, California. The Reagan National Defense Survey reporting a strong majority of Americans support giving aid to Ukraine. Russia rejecting a $60 a barrel price cap on its oil, which was set by Ukraine's Western supporters. Ukrainian President Zelensky wanted an even lower price cap. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
Zelensky's office chief writing Saturday on social media, the $60 per barrel ceiling set by the European Union, Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the U.S. didn't go far enough and needed to be cut in half to, quote, destroy the enemy's economy faster. That $60 per barrel cap is set to take effect on Monday, along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea.
Russia issuing threat that they will cut off nations who endorsed the price cap. Police in Moscow, Idaho, giving new details regarding the home where four University of Idaho students were found fatally stabbed 3 weeks ago. Fox's Christina Coleman in Idaho has the story.
They say there was a sixth person on the lease of that house, but they say that that person has been interviewed and that they had actually moved out of that home before the school year started. So they do not believe they were in the house at the time of the murders, and they do not believe that this person is connected to the crime.
Moscow police employing a private security firm to closely watch the home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some senators taking action to regulate big tech. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more.
The Open App Markets Act is a bipartisan bill that would try to regulate app stores by making sure they don't show bias towards certain apps.
What we want to do is focus on light touch regulation, and we need to look at the online marketplace and say, what needs to be tightened up?
Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is one of the co-sponsors. The senator says it will break Apple and Google's grip on the app market, lower cost on consumers, and remove barriers to startups and rivals. Apple CEO Tim Cook warns this could put users at risk to spyware and malware infections, saying some companies would be able to avoid Apple's privacy rules. The bill passed the Senate Judiciary Committee with limited opposition.
China reporting two new deaths from COVID-19, as some cities have eased anti-pandemic restrictions. This comes following protests in several areas of the country over strict COVID lockdowns. Big matchups today in week 13 of the NFL season.
It's week 13 and the NFL playoff races remain wide open in both conferences. Kansas City leads the AFC with a 9-2 mark and will play the Bengals today in a rematch of last season's conference championship. At 7-4, Cincinnati is two games behind the Chiefs. The Dolphins are one game back at 8-3, and in what may be the game of the day, Miami takes on the 49ers at 4:05 Eastern on Fox. San Francisco ranks third in the NFC with a 7-4 record, but the Niners may be the team to beat in the conference, having won four straight games and featuring a dominant defense that is giving up a league-best 16 points per game. The two teams ahead of San Francisco in the NFC both face stiff tests today. The 10-1 Eagles hosting the Titans and the 9-2 Vikings facing the Jets.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.